Chapter 36, Seven Bowls of Wrath. Go for Imperial Ground Control, over, the operator said into his stationary microphone. We have Shrouded Mirror. I say again, Shrouded Mirror. That's an earthbound golden flash, most likely hostile. Over. The Moon Commander notified, watching a mysterious streak plummet to the Earth. Roger that Lunar 666, Ground Command said. Scrambling jets. Tango. Over. Then an angelic being was seen flying in the midst of heaven. He shattered Odin's shield, collapsing the worldwide grid. He bore no weapon besides propaganda as he preached the everlasting gospel to all who dwelled upon the earth. He spoke to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. He spoke with a loud voice that echoed around the world. Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. The angels sat in the sky where the people could hear and see him. The Air Force engaged him to no avail. He didn't even bat an eyelid when the fighter jets engaged him with their missiles. When the Imperial jets circled around again, the angelic being brandished his sword of golden light and cleaved them in half raining flaming debris upon the city below. Shortly, another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The second angel said, aligning with his brother in the sky. Then a third angel followed them. He gazed upon the mortal watchers with vengeance and judgment in his eyes. Then he spoke with a loud, assertive voice. If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. The angel warned to the multitude of onlookers. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, he promised. And the smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever, and they will have no rest day or night, those who worship the beast and his image, the angel of fury insisted, and whoever receives the mark of his name, the angel preached. Behind the three angels came a ferocious weapon from another realm. It looked like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and it consumed everything it touched, and grew in size and ferocity. The countless legions of the heavenly wonder were standing on the electrified sea of glass, donned in pristine white robes. Their weapons were concealed, but they displayed heavy golden harps, singing songs of the wonders of their God. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty, they sung. Just and true are your ways, O King of the Saints, they said in harmonized unison. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? They asked to the frightened audience of the world. For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. The host said, as the glass cloud of fire and death hovered over the earth. Then a voice shook the world as if it emanated from the heavens. It spoke to the seven angels that were preaching to the world. Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The first angel went ahead and poured his bowl of wrath out upon the earth. It appeared to be a corrosive chemical weapon that left foul and loathsome sores on all who had the mark of the beast. The media team immediately began to spin the story. They futilely tried to hide their own blisters with studio makeup. Yet the horrible afflictions managed to surface around the mucous membranes and random spots on the face. It seems there are a few side effects with the IBI, Young He reported as Yellow Puss oozed from a sore on her eyelid. That's right, her male counterpart confirmed. There's an update IBI coming down the pipeline that will fix all of this, he promised as Puss oozed from his forehead and cheeks. Damnation! The devil cursed. Ready the aerial cannons, the devil commanded. Blast that winged menace from the sky, he roared, The cannons fired and targeted the first angel. A bright blue beam as wide as a car shot into the air and knocked the angel out of the sky. The winged menace plummeted to the earth, exploded in a golden blast, faded to crystal dust, then disappeared. The devil sneered and relished in his victory. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man's. The work from the chemicals and nanomachines had been undone by the great plague. Every living creature in the sea perished from this event. After the seas had been compromised, the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs. All the earth's bodies of water had turned to blood. The angelic being finished his duties, then proclaimed, "You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink." The angel smirked upon his dirty work, "For it is their just due," he assured humanity. Water became scarcer in the end of days. What the earth had in abundance, the humans took for granted. Before the end of the world, one bottle of pure water sold for $1,000. Another voice in the heavens spoke, cheering on the mayhem. "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." The voice spoke with praise and approval. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl of wrath upon the sun. His power was the solar flare. He was given authority to scorch the earth with fire and great heat. Still under the guidance and influence of the Antichrist, the people did not repent or turn from their wickedness. The earth burned intensely as seas became deserts. The land was barren and burnt, and the earth lost its fertility. Although the people did not burn in the mega city, their dwellings became like saunas as the temperature rose outside. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the Antichrist in the form of a grand electromagnetic pulse. It also cast an eclipsing shadow over the sun. Darkness fell upon the empire. The beast's kingdom thrived on technology, and his weapons and machines were energy dependent. Reserve cells were being drained by the minute, and solar was no longer effective absent of the sun. While the emperor and the elites had generators and reserves, the citizens of the First World Empire were knocked back to the Stone Age. The world had saw terror from the heavens, but had never saw a sight like what the sixth angel brought upon the earth. The media reported day and night all the spectacles the world beheld. They did their best to spin and control the story by supplying a narrative that suited the empire. Propaganda and lies mixed in with more propaganda. The media was a lie machine tarnishing the truth. Something bizarre happened the night the sixth angel poured his bowl of wrath. The media was held accountable for their lies. "We're experiencing a little downtime. Everything is under control." "Ribbit," Young Hee croaked like a frog to her own surprise. Her co-anchor did his best to not notice it by affirming her lie. "Yes, the Empire is undergoing some mild turbulence," the blistered-faced news anchor explained. "Just keep offering your prayers to Lord Ominous Amen, and this will..." "Ribbit," he croaked as well. He forced himself to finish his sentence. "This will all be... ribbit." He looked nervously at his blistered-faced co-host. "Soon!" he yelled before vomiting hundreds of living frogs from his throat and mouth. They were a slimy blackish brown, and they hopped all over the studio dripping of filth. "Everything is..." Young Hee followed suit and vomited living frog-like creatures from her mouth. All who spoke untruthfully and bore the mark of the beast would choke on living creatures in the midst of a lie. Then a mighty voice pirated the broadcast and spoke with authority. "Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." The broadcast ended. "Enough," the devil roared. "Commander Yanina, summon my armies and deploy them, Armageddon. We shall battle their champions in the Valley of Megiddo," the Antichrist said, donning his finest armor. Just as the devil and his cronies left Mount Amon, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. and a loud voice came out of the city in the sky. "It is done," the booming voice bellowed. Then lightning and thunder came with a great earthquake. The world shook like it never had before. The Richter scales were incapable of measuring the seismic seizures. Islands moved and mountains tumbled. All the great megacities were divided into three parts as they split asunder. Every one of the great cities fell except for Mount Aemon, also known as New Babylon. It teetered during the earthquake but remained erect. The earth continued to shake, and every island seemed to have been moved from its place, and entire mountains were lifted from their firm foundations. It seemed the geomagnetic poles of the planet were undergoing a violent reversal. As the planet ripped apart and spat debris into the sky, they rained back down on the earth like a great hail from heaven. Some pieces were bigger than automobiles. They crushed people in their homes and filled the earth with fear. Another angelic being descended, seemingly to mock the terror on the earth. He spoke with a loud voice, saying, "Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird." He spat upon the earth with disdain, "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." He spoke with contempt. As the world crumbled and the cities burned, the people sought to find refuge in the wilderness. Still, the foreign angelic beings found them and brought the people torment. It was sport for the angels. They taunted the humans with great delight. To demonstrate his strength, an angel picked up a mighty stone like a great mountain and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore." He warned with great conviction. "The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore." He assured the city, "No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore." The angelic being threatened, "For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth." The furious angel proclaimed before he slashed off the heads of those who stopped to hear his message. Then there was a multitude of voices, over 10,000 strong, that praised in perfect unison, "Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God." They repeated over and over like the roar of a rushing waterfall.